Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game, cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
Guys, before we get started here on the BCP, I want to shout out our sponsors for the month of February. The BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy Kelvin only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and if wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SEM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Guys, please welcome back our podcast sponsors, USDN, the United States Department of Nerds, a podcast presented by Dad Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom podcast. USDN podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learned, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being for the people, by the people, and of the people. Here at USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we will always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our link for all our social media and merch. This ad is USDN podcast approved. Please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/FromTheLeftSide with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Guys, I want to shout out one of our favorite sponsors, BKG, Bubba John, Kim, and Gabby. This fam consistently shows their love and support for wrestlers on both the independent and national level, reminding us what this is really all about. Bubba has been a strong supporter of the BCP, primarily in our charity work, donating multiple items, time, and effort. Thank you, BKG. Please welcome in our new sponsors on the BCP, Masters of Your Memories, featuring celebrity and athlete appearances, pop culture items, toys, memorabilia, and more. Be sure to check out their next event, Masters of Your Memories Autograph and Collectible Show at Rockaway Town Square here in New Jersey on March 30th, featuring the American Gladiators, members of the cast from the hit TV show The Sopranos, and so much more. Thank you, Masters of Your Memories. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. I want to thank our sponsors, Warriors of Wrestling, ahead of their Saturday, February 10th show in Staten Island, New York, featuring AEW superstar Santana, Angel Metro, Darius Carter, E-Rock, Chris Steeler, TJ Marconi, Dexter Obsidian, Tony Booz, Justin Adams, Roger Mendez, and so many more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special episode of the BCP, and I know I always say this, but this one is truly long overdue. Please welcome to the show, ahead of her show, March 2nd at the Monster Factory, Bell to Bell presents Ring the Bell. I'm excited for this one. Some great women's talent from all over the nation, particularly here in the Northeast. It's going to be a great show. I'll be there. I'm very excited to welcome in the head honcho of Bell to Bell, a coach at the Monster Factory, and a star of Monster Factory Shameless promo on Apple TV Plus, Miss Missy Sampson. Welcome in, Missy. How are you?
Thanks, Rob. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great. And we were talking a little bit off air. I'm just happy to have you here. We met a few times over the years, but I really wanted to pick your brain because, you know, yeah. I don't want to bury the lead here, but we've seen, you know, and obviously I date a woman's wrestler, and we've seen a lot of this, you know, for lack of a better word, mansplaining, some disrespect in the locker rooms, the way that women's wrestling has been handled here, particularly in the Northeast and the nation at large. I saw that you put together this product, Bell to Bell, and I don't think there's a better person for it. You know this business. You coach at the Monster Factory. You've come up in this business. I mean, you know the insides and the outsides of this. What made you kind of think, hey, I'm going to give myself the tap on the shoulder here to be this person and wave this flag?
The most honest answer to give that question is Danny Cage talked me into it.
Oh, yeah, really? Okay.
He did. You know, that there was a previous company running in the Northeast, running all women's shows. And I guess it was October, maybe. That kind of blew up. And I had worked with that company for quite a long time, just helping out. Mm-hmm. Just being there, trying to offer my opinion, help out, to help the women out. And I wasn't there for at least 6 months at the end. So that blew up, and the day it blew up, I got hit up from a promoter at another company in another state that said, we hope you're not taking this too hard. We know you really tried to help out there. Like, we hope you're not taking this, you know, to heart. But if you ever happen to do anything, let us know. We'd love to be supportive. And I was like, yeah, whatever. No.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, Danny Cage hits me with, you should start an all women's Fed, run it out of the Monster Factory, leave me out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, I'll think about it. And then I called Gabby Ortiz. Well, I spoke to a few people. I spoke to Kevin Kelly and Homicide. And then I called Gabby Ortiz, who has long been one of my biggest cheerleaders and supporters. And I was talking to her and I told her what Danny said. And she's like, oh my God. All three of them pretty much said the same thing, which was, you know, if there's anybody who can do it, Missy, it's you. Like, it's you. And I was like, oh. And then so I'm on the phone with Gabby and I go, oh, now I got to come up with a name. And Gabby goes, I always thought if I ever ran an all women's Fed, I would call it Bell to Bell. She wanted both bells to be B-E-L-L-E and then T-O in the middle. So I heard that and I was like, whoa, I was like, I'm stealing that. Lop it off the last E, changing the T-O to the number two. And that's what we're calling it. And it was like, once I had the name, like, I didn't have any excuse after that.
I love that you're doing this, and shout out Gabby, friend of the show. We love Gabby here. I got to ask you this, you know, obviously great poster, by the way, I'm just going to put it that way, front and center.
It depends on which one you saw.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know,
I started out and did my own,
which
was okay.
He looked pretty good.
Not a graphics major, you know,
me neither.
And then, a guy who online goes by Brian F. Pro.
Yep.
Randomly one night, I don't know if somebody tagged me or whatever, but he had redone our poster. I never talked to the guy.
Wow.
He took it upon himself to redo the poster, and you've seen it. It's stunning.
It looks great.
Stunning. So I saw it and I was like, oh my God. And then I hit the guy up. I hit up Brian. I was like, this is amazing. Like, thank you. Like, are you okay if I share this? And he was like, yeah, by all means, do whatever you want. You want to print it? Like, do whatever you want with it. Not a problem. And he did a phenomenal job.
That's awesome, man.
And if you happen to see gray fur walking back and forth, black fur. I have two black cats. And when I do these interviews now, they seem to think that I'm talking to myself. So, like, they come to check on me.
No, we love the pet cameos. What are the cats' names?
This is Sansa. And then I have another one who's over in the recliner sleeping, and that's Aria.
Oh, I had a feline, that'd be their names. I'm just kidding. All right, so it's bad. All right, but Missy, I want to ask you this one. You know, obviously, the roster, right? You mentioned Gabby Ortiz. Obviously, got to shout out the Vicious One so I don't get in trouble here. Tiara James. There's some great names on this. How were you able to kind of put together a roster? Because that's very hard to do.
Not for me.
Nope. Fair enough.
I wish I had more money and more match spaces. You know, for me, you know, clearly Gabby was one of the people I went to. So she was in from jump. And that girl will be on anything I do ever, as long as she wants to be on
Aww.
It. Same goes for Mimi, right? Like, those are my Monster Factory girls. And then I'm bringing on some of the newer Monster Factory girls, Nevaeh Madonna, Stevie Brooks. I'm training them. If I'm not willing to co-sign them and give them an opportunity, what does that say about me as a trainer?
Absolutely.
And it just so happens I love and adore them all. So they're all on. And then, you know, I've had the pleasure of running across and coming across so many amazing girls in this business that Tiara James was someone I saw at one show one time. She was a fill-in at a show I was at. And I'd never heard of her, never seen her before. And it was a tag match. And she got in the ring and she blew me away. She got to the back and I said, girl, whatever it is in our industry, you have it. You ooze it. So clearly reaching out to her, you know, was a no-brainer. Rebecca Scott, Christina Marie, Ultraviolet, three friends of mine who took, you know, the last company took a stand. When things necessarily weren't happening to them, but were happening to people in the locker room they shared. And they did something that I, to this day, say is one of the bravest things I've ever seen in my life. And stood up and relinquished their titles and walked out of the company. And again, to my knowledge, things that were happening were not happening to them, but they were happening to everybody else. And they stood up and said, no, we can't do this.
Respect.
You know, so offering them opportunities, I mean, was a no-brainer. Then we got people like, I don't know if you've heard of this one. Well, you probably saw it on the poster, but I don't know if you know her. Vicious Vicky?
Yes, heard of her, yeah. We had a thing a while back. Yeah.
So I go way back with that girl, and that girl is extremely talented. I
apologize for that. No.
And, you know, she reinvents herself from time to time. She doesn't stay stagnant. And I love that. And again, just a good girl, man, who just, you know, if she could get some more eyes on her, who knows where she'll be. So that was a no-brainer.
I booked people that,
you know, most of the people on the show are my friends. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
They're friends of mine. That's how they got booked. I booked Zoe Cannon on the recommendation of Jesus Rodriguez,
mm-hmm.
who is Zoe's trainer.
Okay.
Who I've known for years. We bring him in right after Christmas the past 2 years to do a free Lucha seminar for our students, because clearly me and Danny are not proficient in Lucha. but she trains with him. And I've had some interactions with her now, messaging back and forth about different things. And I adore her already. Becca Wiley, who, you know, those of us in New Jersey know her as she was the fan. She would bring signs. And then a couple of years ago, she came in and did the summer week's kids camp at the Monster Factory. And she stuck to training. She trains at the Worldwide Dojo with Cheeseburger and Preacher. So that was a no-brainer for me, right? Here's a kid who's so passionate about our industry. We've all seen it. You know, those are the people I'm going to give opportunities to. So, yeah, a lot of it was a no-brainer.
It's great. It's a great roster.
Yeah, our one ref, Julie Rogan, I haven't even met yet, but she trained at Cheeseburgers. So yeah, that's easy. Done.
I love it. So when are you strapping up Vicky? No, I do want to ask though, are you, you know,
2020,
I know,
yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Right. No, seriously though, I do have to ask, you know, you're just starting out of the gate. I think it's going to be very successful. I'm very excited for it. I see a lot of people already going, in the event, guys, again, on Facebook, go over to the Facebook page. You can check it out. Bell to Bell presents, Ring the Bell, BELLE. So check that out. Get your tickets now. Shameless promo. But I have to ask you, is this something, I mean, obviously you got to see how it goes. You got to get a feel for it. This is the first show, but is this something where you see, hey, maybe we will have titles, down the line, or you just got to kind of feel it out? Oh, wow.
Yes. So I have committed to 5 shows this year. I'm running every other month.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
All my show dates are already posted. I posted a graphic on the Bell to Bell Instagram. It's got all the dates already. So I've committed to those 5 shows because clearly it's just me, right? So like I said to somebody else, it's the shows in a month. Those are the envelopes with everybody's paydays already in them.
Wow. Look at that. That already, you are light year. No disrespect to anybody else. But
the whole town,
let's go.
It's right here, already done.
Let's go.
Because I guaranteed it. So that's out of my bank account.
Yeah.
Respect. You know, I told everybody, am I looking to make $1 million? No. I'll be happy if I can break even every show so I don't have to pay. I said, so I don't have to pay to hang out with my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
you know, but I just want to give an opportunity to the girls to get more exposure and more experience so that they don't have to do things that were more commonplace when I was coming up in this industry, where you didn't feel like you had to like semi-flirt with the promoter to keep your booking, or you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I'm sure you've heard stories.
Oh, I sure.
I mean, rumor has it you're dating a female wrestler.
Her, until she dumps me, yes. Yeah, so far so good, so. Well, but she locked it in with the dog. We love that dog. So it's we got a nice little family here. But I'll ask you this, Missy, and that's awesome. I mean, great answer. Yeah. Paydays are ready. Like, mad respect for that, really. And also, you talk about having titles down the line. You talk about having 5 shows. Yep, please.
Oh, sorry about the titles.
Oh, yeah.
We will not have a title this year.
Yeah, makes sense.
Premature.
Yeah.
Have I already started talking to the guy who's going to make it? Yeah.
Okay.
We
have room in the trophy case, I think, for one more, so it should be good. Yeah. I have to get that in there. I kid.
So, you know, if we were to crown a champion, it would be one title right now for the Fed. And it would probably be on the first show of 2025.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. And I can tell you think long term, which is awesome. I'm like a planner and I respect that. I love that you got the paydays ready.
Where's
Let me, uh-oh.
the company planner?
What with the
I'm not going
logo?
to flip it open for you, but all the talent that's been booked for every show is back here. I think it's the first three shows are completely booked already.
Wow, that's awesome. So let me ask you this. This is a perfect segue. I think a lot of wrestling right now. Now, obviously, it's different on the independents, but long-term storytelling has been such a huge part of wrestling, which I think is, makes the best wrestling. It's hard on the independents. It's hard to do. You have social media, so you can kind of tell the stories in between. Obviously, you're just starting out with this one show. Is long-term storytelling or storytelling or character work going to be a part of it? It's hard with indie wrestling, but I just wanted to ask that one.
Not in the first show.
Yeah.
There are things I know we're going to do down the line that when you look back at the first show, you'd be like, okay, but you won't pick up on it while you're watching the first show.
Ooh.
So yes, that's a goal, but I'm not going to start heavy with the storytelling. You know, the first second shows are really kind of going to be me saying to the girls, I picked your matchups. I'm going to tell you in what order you're going to go. And who's going to win? And, you know, there are a couple other parameters for the first two shows. And go create something. Like, you're all trained, passionate wrestlers. Go show me what you can do. Go show the crowd what you can do. So, for the first two shows, I'm not going to put many constraints on them creatively. I have idea for some people of what's going to happen. I already know there's a faction that's going to be formed a little bit down the line.
Ooh, teaser. Okay.
Yeah, so I think you see that come up in September,
Oh, I'm
which
here
is
for
our
that.
fourth show. So yeah, so I've like looked at the year and you know,
Love it.
while keeping a core group of the same girls and mixing the other ones in with new faces.
I love that. That's amazing. And I think that's a good way just out of the gate because the roster you picked, like there's a lot of girls that I think not even just character wise, but baby face or heel, like the fans maybe seeing them for the first time, like that connection's so important they can connect with just seeing
Yeah.
out of the gate. So that's brilliant. It's like you've done this
And before
before.
you give me hell because Vicky's not on every show,
Oh no.
it's because like one or two shows she had other stuff to do.
Well, that's her. Yeah. It's
But
her
she was
fault.
offered the date, just so you
And we appreciate that. Yeah, you know, I
know.
gotta put her over. But no, it's a great opportunity for all these ladies. I'm very excited for it. I do want to switch gears here because you were part of a little show, I don't know, Monster Factory on Apple TV Plus. I had
Oh,
heard of,
that thing?
yeah, that little thing. First of all, and I'm not just saying this because you're here, fantastic. For me, it was so cool. And I'd been able to get the screeners and see it early. I had heard, I got my source, and I'd heard through the grapevine over the years that there was something going on over there. I wasn't sure what it was for. So when this came out, it was so exciting to just watch, to see people I knew, not even just like be on TV, but to see their journey, to learn a little bit more about their story. And also just it was so cool sitting next to Vicky watching that because you know, they would say something about Danny, like a line like, "Hey, like he treats him like his kids," you know? And she's like, he does." And it was just so cool to have her next to me watching that. What was that experience like for you?
Well, that whole thing had been in the works years before I even started to coach there.
Oh, really?
Years before it got filmed, yeah. Danny had mentioned it to me when I started coaching there. And wrestling makes me skeptical. So I'm always like, yeah. And I was like, it's never gonna happen. And then one day we showed up and there were professional camera crews, and I couldn't enter the building until I'd been COVID tested. And like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I tell everyone at first I hated it. Like I despised it.
I get it.
Because I didn't go to the Monster Factory to be a TV star. I came to coach the kids. Now I got camera people in my way, and it was two of the producers there, Will Krause and Janie Robb. I got to know them and they got to know me, and I fell in love with them, and then through them, I fell in love with everyone else in the crew. And you know, and then I eased up and the process became enjoyable for me at that point. But that whole crew is like family now. Like, I love those people so much. They were amazing to get to work with. I'm super proud of the fact that when you watch the show, no one's getting buried, you yeah. know? And that's not because, you know, we, you know, hid stuff. I mean, clearly, if you watch it, everyone is as bare naked, raw, and vulnerable as they can get. It's just the environment that Danny has created and that I now support. It is one of compassion and understanding, inclusion, while remembering that we all are going through stuff at times.
Yeah.
And none of us is perfect. And Danny's always the first one to, you know, to yell, you know, wrestling's for everyone. And, you know, I came up in an old school mentality where no, it wasn't. Like, we were gatekeepers. I get it, but it doesn't help our business grow if we're excluding people. So if you love pro wrestling as much as you say you do, then yes, it's for everyone because you want everyone to come in and enjoy it. So, and that's the environment we have at the Monster Factory. So, you know, like I said, I started out despising doing that show and was just in love with everyone at the end.
I get it. Like, cause you're trying to work, you know, you're doing your job. I hate being on camera, believe it or not. Like, commentary, perfect. You don't got to see me, but, you guys are working, you're training, but there's stories to tell here. And you mentioned that emotion. You mentioned those like real moments, like obviously what was going on with Danny and his mom, that moment where he took Gabby outside and just kind of was yeah. very honest with her. And we love Gabby. Like, I was getting emotional.
Yeah.
Like, it was very real. Was that kind of hard to like, man, you know, cause you guys are working, there's cameras in your face, but at the end of the day, you just gotta be you. Like, how do you kind of find that balance? Because it's not performative behavior. It was very genuine.
Well, we all agreed we were just going to be us yeah. no matter what. And there was stuff that you didn't see that was going on at the time. Like, I had people ask me why I wasn't a bigger presence in the show.
Yeah.
And the powers that be actually asked the producers to get more of me into the show. But what you don't see on the show is at the time we were filming, I have a full-time job. I was going to college.
Oh, wow.
I was coaching. My nephew's wife just gave birth from complications of giving birth to their second child, a son.
Oh, wow.
So when she passed, I was at his house oh. all the time because at the time he had a 5-year-old daughter and now he had a newborn son to take care of. So those were my priorities. So I was only going to the school on Tuesday nights, one day a week. You know, so when they asked me about it, I said, I'm sorry. I just don't have the time to give oh, you yeah. guys any more of my time. I can't. And they were cool with that. Like, they completely understood and Danny understood. And, you know, so that's why I wasn't in there more. You know, and again, you know, the conversation you saw Danny have with Gabby is conversations he and I have had to have with various students over the years, you know. Yes, they're grown-ups, right? They should get their shit together and leave it outside the door, whatever. Well, that's not helpful to anyone. You know, some of our kids don't have supportive parents or, you know, people that they can go to. And me and Danny, you know, pseudo become parents. And we don't mind that. They're great kids. You know, but once you get to know them, you know when something's up with them. And you have two choices. You can ignore it, which only feeds the problem. Or sometimes those people need to just be called out because they think they're hiding everything well, and clearly they're not. And the fact is you need to call them out so they realize they're not hiding it, so they don't have to hide it. And you get them to let it out so you can deal with it. That's a big thing at the Monster Factory.
Yeah.
You know, we as pro wrestlers are often, you know, we are the island of misfit toys. If you don't belong someplace else, come here. You belong with us. You can sit with us, you know. So, and that, you know, and that comes from people with varying personalities. And we've probably all got mental disorders. I don't think normal people get into pro wrestling. So, you know, it's just learning to be compassionate.
Yeah, I love that. It was just so genuine. And thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about Danny, your relationship mm-hmm. with Danny. I've only met him a few times. Obviously, you know, Vicky has weighed in. We're watching the show. She's like, yep, that's him. Yep, that's him. I met him a few times. I can never, he's a guy I can never get a read on. I feel like he really cares, though. You know, he cares about the kids. He cares about not just their training, but their personal lives, like you see in the show. I hope to have him on. We almost had him on a few times. I'll definitely talk to him down the line for sure. But just talk to us a little bit about your relationship with Danny and his relationship with everyone at the Monster Factory.
No, Danny Cage. No, I love that guy.
Yeah.
That is my brother. That guy is family to me now. Prior to coaching at the Monster Factory, I think I physically met him one time. And it was at a New Kids on the Block concert.
No, nice.
Swear to God. Okay. We were sitting in the same section.
That's amazing.
And he was down further than I was, and all, like on the other side of the aisle. And I saw him walk in, and he can't miss the neon green. I mean, he goes out everywhere decked in neon green. He had been, we were following each other on social media, but we had never met. So when he's posting stuff, I'm like, wait, what? So I saw him and his wife walk down the steps at the other end of my aisle. And I yelled, Danny Cage! So when the concert was over, I ran around to where he'd be coming out of so I could meet him. But clearly, when you're in this business long enough, you know people that you've never even met.
Exactly.
Sorry, saliva, wrong pipe.
It happens.
So me and Danny have so many mutual friends that we like knew each other, but had never met. So then I have my last official match, November 2019, and then early 2020 hits. It's the speaking out movement in wrestling, and then COVID. Danny shot me a DM on Twitter and said, homegirl, what's your phone number? I got to talk about something. I said, all right, send him my number. Within an hour, he calls. Ever thought about coaching? I'm like, nope. He's like, well, would you? And I was like, oh, man. And he had just brought on Ricky Reyes as a coach, too. And I've gone to classes Ricky Reyes is a coach at. He's very good at breaking everything down to the most minute movement to teach it to you. I'm no good at that. I don't have that skill. And I said that to Danny. He goes, you don't need that. Like, we all bring something different to the table. So Danny talked me into it. So that's how I started coaching at Monster Factory. And as long as you communicate to Danny, he's a very patient, caring, compassionate human being. We get along very well. Have we argued from time to time? It's usually me blowing up about something and him like, and then, you know, I go away for 10 minutes. I come back. I'm good. I have to apologize and eat shit. But it's teaching me to eat shit, you know, like humble up and apologize a lot. But we get along good, man. Do I agree with everything he does? No. Does he agree with everything I do? No. But we respect the fact that we each have the right to do those things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we're more alike than we're not. And the care that you see in Monster Factory that he has for those kids is genuine. I mean, he's, you know, all the time he'll be like, I'm going to, you know, let this person have a match or put this, you know, this person on. I'm like, what? And he's like, no, they really need it. Like, they need the boost in their confidence. Like,
oh, wow.
So, like, sometimes he books from that aspect, right? Like, they need a little internal pick-me-up. He loves those kids, though. Like, those are his kids, too. He's clearly got two daughters with this beautiful wife. But our students are both of our kids. You know, we care. I want to know if something's going on. I don't care if it's not wrestling-related. I tell all my kids, you know, Danny puts his cell phone number out there for everyone and their mother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that, but our kids have it. Like, our kids can have my number. Like, if something's going on, even if it's not wrestling or training related and you need someone to call and talk to, call me.
Love that.
You know, I've got 45 years of life experience. Call me. We'll talk. I'll tell you what I know. Like, you know, but we want to see them all do well.
I love that. And sitting again, not to be like Vicky, but like sitting next to her on the couch watching that. And I think it was Danny's wife who said in the scene, like, you know, he treats them like they're his kids or whatever. And I just remember her sitting right next to me. She's like, he does. And that, I mean, that's all I needed to hear. That's amazing.
Yeah, they, you know, during COVID, They didn't, they got their mortgage payments deferred so that they could continue to pay rent on the school during COVID.
Wow.
So that the students, the kids had someplace to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That, I mean, I don't even know what to say. That's amazing. That's great. And
yeah, they deferred their mortgage payments to put the priority on making sure the rent at the Monster Factory got paid.
I love that. And even now what they're doing for the holidays and having people come in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
It's amazing. That's what it's all about. You know, use your platform and shout out Danny and you and everyone who does that over at the Monster Factory. Real quick, I just want to ask you a little bit about your coaching and philosophy, because I think, well, first of all, you noted, you mentioned what others brought to the table. What would you say is your specialty when bringing coaching to the table? Like, what do you bring to the table particularly?
God, I don't even know anymore. I'm not going to lie. I'm still faking it until I make it. I'm still, you know, I can clean stuff up.
Yeah.
You know, once somebody teaches you the basics of something, I can clean it up for you. Fine, I can be like, you know, take a wider step, or you took too many steps, or, you know, your footwork's bad, you know, that kind of stuff. Psychology, I'm okay at. I'm pretty decent. But we actually have a student who makes me look stupid when it comes to psychology.
Really?
Brett Waters.
Okay. Yep.
I'm a person who I can watch a match. I can give you instant critique. And then I'm driving home going, ah, oh, they should have done that later. Brett Waters can watch the match, and the minute we're done, I give critique during student matches on nights I coach, and then I go right to Brett.
Wow.
Because he can do it in real time while he's watching it right then and there. It's ridiculously uncanny. I love that kid, but he's genius. You want to say hi?
That's awesome. Hey. Hey, what's up, kid?
There's Aria, so now you've seen both.
Oh, they're beautiful. So cute.
Chansa said hi to him.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's the slightly grumpier one, that one.
Oh, yeah. That's me in the morning. yeah, please.
But, you know, I try to teach the kids accountability. I'm good at promos, so I can help with those.
It's important.
You know, how to format a card or a match. You know, that kind of stuff I'm good at.
I love that. And I want to ask you, this is something I always loved about the Monster Factory. I've been there, like, you know, working production, camera switching, ringside cams, commentary. You know, I think I've met you guys like briefly because I think it was other promotions running there. But I always have like a Monster Factory student helping me or doing the other ringside cam. And I love that you guys teach that. I don't know if other schools do that, but it stood out to me. Why did you guys, first of all, it's brilliant, I'm all for it, but why did you guys think that was so important? Because these guys and gals want to be in-ring talent. Why did you think it was so important to teach the production aspects as well?
Because you want to be in-ring talent, but how long does that last?
Aha. Uh-huh.
So the more you know, the more roles you can fill, the more valuable you are, right? So, you know, if Corey Graves couldn't do commentary and he got hurt and he can't wrestle, what good is he?
Yeah.
Well, thank God the boy can talk.
Sure can.
You know, so that's the way we look at it. Not only that, but if you can do every role, you now have respect for how hard it is to put a show on and make it look good. Yeah. That it's not just about the guys in the ring, the guys and girls on the ring.
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, production puts in a lot of work, team effort for sure. So I appreciate you saying that. But I love,
you know, not to mention while our shows are going on, who's going to run all that stuff if we don't have the students do it?
Yeah.
So it's also a little bit paying their dues, man.
Do you ever run into someone, you know, like they're good in the ring, they're solid, this and that, but like they'll jump on commentary, they'll jump on you know, production in some form or fashion. You're like, ooh, like you got something there.
Okay. Oh, if you're going that way, as opposed to they jump on commentary and you're like, oh my God, take the mic.
Oh yeah. No, I was going the other way, but that, I'm sure that happens
students,
too.
One of our students, Brian Morris, is phenomenal in the ring, and clearly be a wrestler is what he wants to do.
Right.
But on our TRL shows, he'll jump in on commentary and he's like fantastic at that too. I'm like, oh,
that's amazing. That's awesome. So many talented kids. Missy, before we get out of here, I do want to be respectful of your time. And thank you for coming on. It's so good to get to know you a little bit better.
No, seriously. Like, I could sit here and talk to you for hours. You're easy.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, I try to be a nice journalist. I want to ask you this one. You know, obviously you're doing what you did because, you know, obviously there's been issues with women's promotions, just calling it like it is. You know, I've heard it from every which way, and I'm glad that, you know, people decided to step down or step away. I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing. Just talking to you now, I'm just like, all right, she knows what she's doing. You're taking it very seriously. You're a long-term planner like me. I think that's very important. What advice or what would you say to just some of these ladies right now that, you know, maybe kind of frustrated and maybe looking for a change? Anything you just want to say to anyone on the roster or anyone who might be on the roster down the road?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not even the girls, right? This advice would be for the boys too. You'll find that business comes in ebbs and flows, right? You'll spend 6 months where you're booked four times every weekend. And then you'll hit a 6 month stretch where, man, you're begging somebody to book you. It happens, right? Someone's hot and someone else gets hotter, and don't freak out. It happens to everyone. Take a deep breath, reach out to new feds, put in a little extra legwork, and just stay the course.
I love it. And I'll ask you this, one more piece of advice. Sure. Because I'm more recently learning, like, you know, I did some crazy trips, very last minute crazy trips to get some opportunities, just because I see all the wrestlers do it. And I'm like, you know, I'll call off of work, or I'll plan this trip, or I'll book this hotel. And it's worth it a lot. Like, you really, really have to work. You almost have to live, eat, sleep, breathe it if you want it. And I'm talking about in-ring talent. Just your opinion on that and like your advice, because a lot of Monster Factory students have made it. You know, we see Mimi's journey, which has been amazing. So many, you know, there's referees in NXT. There's so many just great products coming out of there. Like, you know, obviously I'm sure you have a ton of advice, but, and obviously guys, go to Monster Factory if you want to get trained, but what extra mile advice, what extra little tidbit could you give to someone that's really trying to make it right now?
Well, I just did a class last Tuesday. I had the kids before last Tuesday do an assignment where they sent me an email as if I was a promoter that they didn't know, and they were like trying to get booked.
I love that.
So I could see how they would contact the company, what they would include. So they did that all before last Tuesday, and I took notes on everyone's submission. And I walked in, and I went through my notes for each individual person who had turned the assignment in. Anyone who didn't turn the assignment in actually was told to leave class.
Fair enough.
They went home for the night because they didn't do their homework.
Fair enough.
And, you know, and then I went over, these are the things you should be including. And one of the things I said to them, because we stress to the Monster Factory kids, go out there, get your name out there. Like, you have to go out to other companies and work. You have to get your name out there. But I said to them, I said, if we all live in like this section, then we're all hitting up all the feds in this area, right? I said, take a look around at how many of you there are. I said, there's a lot of you sitting here. I said, so go a little further out. You're going to have to travel. You're probably not going to get paid, which means you're not going to get trans. So for a while, you're going to be paying to wrestle. And yeah, you know, oh, well, you shouldn't, you know, I get it. I get it. But realistically, what you're actually doing is investing in yourself, because then you're getting your name out there further and showing people what you can do. And then, you know, promotions a little further away from that want you. And they're coming to you. You're not coming to them. And now they're willing to pay you plus trans. You know what I'm saying? So it's an investment while you build your portfolio and get your name out there to the point where then, yes, everyone's paying you. You're paid a plus trans plus a hotel. You know what I'm saying? Now you're that worker. You're on that level now.
Love that. I'm like,
but
inspired.
You have to be willing to put the work in.
Oh gosh. Yeah. A lot of sacrifice.
Yeah, exactly. I tell everyone, I go, I've never watched a successful wrestler's documentary. And it starts with, well, I called out of training because I had to work that night. Or, you know, I missed a whole week's worth of training because I had to make sure I got to the gym. Or I missed that show because it was my second cousin's birthday. I'm like, nobody's documentary starts that way. It's all, I was sleeping in my car. Not that you have to do that, but, you know, I was missing birthdays, weddings, holidays to make these long drives for no money. Yeah, you have to put the work in. You have to grind it out.
I love it. Yeah, a lot of sacrifice. You have to eat, live, breathe it sometimes. Yeah, and that's why every time, you know, I interview someone like yourself or on the national level, like I always like to ask that question, what advice? And it's always the hey, like I worked 9 to 5. I drove 2 hours to practice. I did training for 3 hours. I drove home. Like it's you got to do it. It's crazy. But it's just Monster Factory. You guys have cranked out so much great talent. I know a lot of the kids there right now. You guys should be very proud of what you're accomplishing. I'm just going to say right now, Monster Factory season 2, let's just put that out in the world. I would like to see it, selfishly. Missy,
I don't think you'll see it on Apple, but I'm not saying you won't see it anywhere is what I'll say.
Oh, is that a BCP exclude? I don't really, I knew nothing of this. So that's interesting. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. My ears just perked up. Okay. All right.
You're very perceptive.
I'm not gonna.
Some people that might have.
No, interesting. I'm not gonna ask any further.
Here's what I'm gonna say to you, right?
I'll take it.
In talking about Danny Cage, the one thing I will tell you about Danny Cage.
Okay.
Is that man does not take no lying down. It may take him a while, but when he wants something, he figures out how to get it.
He posted something about a phone call the other day. I see what's going on. Something's happening. Okay.
Unrelated, but go ahead.
Oh, well, good. That's great, too.
There's your BCP exclusive. I know what the phone call was, and they're unrelated.
Okay. I was going to do the Cody. And thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it, Missy. Before we get out of here, always about that shameless promo, I want you to tell everyone how they can get tickets for Bell to Bell. Guys, again, March 2nd, it's a Saturday, 2024 at 3 p.m. down at the Monster Factory. Oh, or if you want to start training to become a wrestler, I am way too old and beat up. But if you guys want to try it while you're young and athletic, go to the Monster Factory, stellar training. Tell everyone how they can contact you, all that great stuff.
Well, they can get all the information on Bell to Bell. It's Bell, B-E-L-L-E, the number 2, and then Bell, B-E-L-L. On all social media, we also have belttobell.com, which is where you can go and get your tickets for the March 2nd show. Monster Factory's social media is at the number 4 and then Monster Factory. And it'll tell you to reach out to Danny Cage about signing up at the school. I don't do the payments and I show up and coach. That involves signing up, involves payment plans and signing of stuff. And I don't do that stuff. So
I get you there. I love it. Missy, so good, first of all, to get to know you a little bit better.
Yes.
I should be down at the show. I'm looking forward to it. Just thank you for making the time. Continue success moving forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Appreciate it. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.